The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
So happy.
Al, you're in a good mood. Only because Jeannie's in the studio, you're in a good mood.
We had a very nice discussion about education.
How could you not have a good, not have a great discussion with Jeannie Zeno? Professor Jeannie Zeno with us, joining us live on the air. Thank you for coming in, Jeannie.
Thank you for having me. I've wanted to make one of these Tuesdays where you're simulcasting forever. Frank wouldn't invite me, but now that he's in, thank you, Frank, for finally inviting me. I wanted to come. I begged him. I had to pay him off.
So do you have classes
he's expensive.
Later? You have classes later?
No, we are in final week. So we start finals tomorrow. So done with classes, yay. And finals tomorrow.
I should come observe a class. I mean...
Yeah. Yeah, you should come teach a class with me. Listen, I know. I know.
Jeannie, he'd last 20 seconds.
Listen.
20 seconds. I think that's a great
maybe
idea.
30.
I've got an offer. Next semester, I have a class on media and politics.
Sure.
Who better to come address these young minds?
So there.
Can you come? Seriously, you'll come?
Yes, I
will. Because
be there.
This is like, now Hannah and her sisters are still waiting for you to show up at one of our powwows.
I am so there
you think
as well.
I forgot.
I am so there as well. Jeannie's got, do you have, how many sisters do you have?
I have five sisters.
Oh,
four
yes.
older, one younger.
Frank will show up for that one.
Frank, come on.
I'm in.
We gotta do that. This is great.
And I would be so impressive to them if you ever showed up. And if Frank showed up, they'd all faint.
We are there. We are there. We are so there. You are so much fun, and you're so bright on politics. So help me out here, and we know each other well enough because I need to be consoled on this. I don't. I support the president. I saw him on Saturday morning at that Cipriani fundraiser. He was. He's not going anywhere.
No,
he's on fire.
Yes,
he's focused and on fire. I'm telling you right now.
He is amped up.
Yeah,
as they
and
say.
You and I'm telling you, I got no skin in the game. You know, like, but we don't get invited to the White House. There's no skin in the game. I'm just seeing a guy who's in control and fired up.
Yeah.
And they don't like that when you say that. But he is on top of everything here. Then and now with the Supreme Court ruling yesterday, the travel ban, boom, as it should be, I think. Then he goes, and in the middle of it all, now I'm going to support Judge Roy Moore. And those of us who think he's maybe Judge Roy Moore, disregard anything that's happened over the last couple of months. Just he's a little too severe. You go... But I understand the president's business sense in that.
Yeah.
But what are your feelings toward the president actually supporting Roy Moore?
Yeah. So and by the way, that was a big win in the court yesterday, just to go back to that for a second.
Huge.
But not unexpected, because throughout American history, the president has always had the prerogative when it came to protecting our borders. So I think regardless of the makeup of the court at all, they would have sided with any president on this. And I think that's as
it's
it should
common
be.
Sense.
And it is common sense. And we should say it's not a ban, it's a pause. So rethink. But in terms of Roy Moore, I'm not sure that the president had, you know, there were a couple options. You know, one is he could have stayed quiet and said, oh, we'll let the citizens of Alabama, you know, decide.
Yes.
And the other one is he could have gone with his party. And I think one of the things that people forget is the president is also the leader of his party. That's one of the many roles they have.
Yeah.
And if you are the leader of the party and your party has nominated somebody, you know, if you find them that objectionable, you're going to have to take the party and move away from them. He wasn't able to do that in Alabama.
Yeah,
and so I think really it left him with no options, on top of which, and I think he said this, he you know, just narrowly got that tax bill through. He is going to have a tougher time legislatively next year, going up to the midterms, and then going forward. You know, if they lose the Senate, for instance, that is going to, you know, seriously impact his ability to pass his agenda. So I think, you know, you look at that, and you're leader of this party, and his focus is on making changes for the American public. He's got to get a Republican in that seat. And if that's Roy Moore, I think he's going to have to, you know, I think he's going to have to do it. And we, by the way, we saw Mitch McConnell do the same thing yesterday as well. Basically say, you know, pull back on his, you know, lack of support. And the Republican Party is now back in Alabama.
Yeah, look at that. Jeannie, but as a professional woman and in the workplace, and always see all these allegations going in. And now you really have been so successful. But then you see a guy that had all these sexual allegations thrown at him in Roy Moore and everybody else for that matter. But let's say the politician, as a woman, do you go, well, wait a minute, do you believe the women? Do you know? Because we're all confused. We don't know what to say. As we sit here, I'm afraid if I say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing.
HR, HR.
You know, yeah, really. I mean, you don't know
and
what
I
to
shouldn't
do.
Joke about that.
No, but really, it's like. And I'm the father of three daughters. We've always talked about this. And I love where the pendulum is going because it will protect my daughters. That's really what I think about now. But is it too far at this point?
Well, I think there is some fear about, you know, there being some kind of retribution in some of this. And I think there is some fear. And, you know, one story that turns out not to be true can, unfortunately, for all the stories that are true, and so many of these stories, if not all of them, are true, you can end up with women who should be believed not being believed. So I think, you know, all of these allegations, I agree with you. I want there to be change in the workplace. Yeah. And, you know, you feel horrible for people who have suffered like this for so long. But I do think there's got to be a process in place by which these things are adjudicated. You know, you're going to come into my class in media. I also teach law. So you can come into my law class. But, you know, we do have to have a process in place by which to adjudicate these claims. And you have to do so in a careful, thoughtful manner so that you are holding people accountable who wronged people as they should be and not going to the extreme of, you know, this kind of what becomes something of a witch hunt, which is the fear. And so with somebody like Roy Moore, it becomes all that much more difficult in the political arena. Of course, we saw this with Bill Clinton. We see it with Conyers. Yeah, we see it, you know, with your friend Al Franken.
Yeah.
We see it, you know, with
friend.
The... I think, you know, it's like because you're a comedian, I think everybody is your friend if they're a comedian.
You know, I always said, I've said this so many times in the air, I have such a, I'm in awe because, you know, we replaced the original cast of Saturday Night Live. And Al was one of the guys with Lorne Michaels that really built that whole dynasty with his former late, great
Tom
David. And
look what he's done. I mean, he's had a tremendous career in politics. I don't think anybody saw that coming.
Well, does he step down? Does Conyers step down?
I think, see, this is where I think you really need the House and the Senate to hold ethics investigations and to look into these charges. And that's not a criminal act, but that would be an act of saying you either have to be fined, you have to be held responsible, removed from your leadership posts, as we've seen, or unfortunately removed from the House and the Senate. That is one of the jobs of Congress, by the way. They do police themselves. So I think politically that's got to happen. And then, of course, they go back. And if they want to run again or their constituents choose to put them back in, that's up to the voters to decide. But I do think you need to have a full accounting of these things.
But how do they do it? And Jeannie, I know you well enough, forgive me. I feel comfortable enough with you to say they grope. I'm embarrassed a little bit to bring it up, but while we're on the radio, they're groping. And then they admit they're groping.
And some
if
of
you
these,
admit it, get the heck out of there, in my opinion. If you admit it and you say, yeah, I did that, well, then you step the heck down.
You have to step down. But some of the stories, and I mean, we've all been reading them, they are so disgusting and hard to imagine adult people are doing this in the workplace. I mean, for all of the people victimized by this who have come out, and then unfortunately those who have not come out and won't because they don't want to go through the gauntlet of this, the stories are horrifying. I mean, you know, I don't even want to name the names of some of these, but we've all read them in the Post, in the Times. They are really disgusting. And you wonder, where were these people's mothers? I mean, who taught them? Not that you can blame the mothers, but where are these?
No, but it's a great point.
Who taught these people? And it's really frustrating. But I guess what we're learning is it has to do with an exercise of power and you know, this power imbalance that occurs.
You never experienced that, though. Something tells me, like I said to Debbie, she's not here today, but I said to Debbie Duhamel, I've talked to other...
Yeah, I've mentioned with Debbie, yeah.
Yeah, and I've talked to other professional women who work like that. You ain't gonna get away with that. And I can't imagine...
No, you know. That's why I work out, Joe. I'm very, very strong. I can do push-ups.
But
it's nothing to do with that. But I think part of it is the luck of who you happen to be working with and working for. I mean, I'm lucky. I've experienced things, but nothing to that extreme. Mm-hmm. Nothing I ever had to report or anything like that. But, you know, I think a lot of it is just who you happen to be working with. And unfortunately, the corporate environment, which allows this kind of thing to go forward. I mean, I'm not sure why Matt Lauer, for instance, needed a lock under his desk to lock the door. You know, that's something that shouldn't happen. Just like in schools where I am, you should have glass on the door. The door should be open if you're having a meeting with students. These are commonplace practices that are put in place by the environment and the corporation, and they don't allow certain kinds of things. And then, of course, sexual harassment training, which we all have to go through and should go through now.
Yeah, isn't it? It's amazing
where we are.
Isn't that crazy?
And, yeah. And so, you know, do you think Time Magazine is going to put the Me Too movement on the cover this year?
Oh, you know what? I bet you they do.
I was thinking.
Is there still a possibility that they put the president on?
Yes, he's in the running, right?
They're announcing tomorrow, right? And I was saying I like the Saudi prince, although I don't think that he's going to make it because it's in the United States and it's later in the year.
Yeah.
But somebody said the Me Too, and I think that there may be a possibility there because, as you mentioned, this is kind of from start to finish this year defined the year to a certain extent.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I don't know, honestly, we're also saying how do you not put Donald Trump on the cover? Because every conversation you have ultimately turns to Donald Trump, you know.
Well, the interesting one, I don't mean to interrupt, the interesting one that they're considering is Kim Jong-un. Mm,
yes.
On the cover of Time?
Well, don't forget, Ayatollah Khomeini was on the cover of Time magazine.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, so was Hitler and Stalin. It's about newsworthiness. It's not about
virtue. But who is more newsworthy than Donald
Trump?
I don't know. You like him, hate him. Who is more newsworthy than the president
right now?
I don't know that you get away with, you know.
Jeannie, Congress passes tax reform, right? Is this going to hurt or help the midterms, do you think, for the Republicans?
I think it's going to help, and I think that's why we saw them be able to pull together those senators who may otherwise have gone another way, because I think they knew that if they didn't pass this, they were going to go into the midterms with some real problems. I think it helps the Republicans, and, you know, I don't think we're going to feel the effects. If there are any negative effects that people are talking about, I think that will probably hit just before or right after the midterm. So I think for Republicans, this is a huge win. You know, obviously, it's still got to be passed, but I think there's no question. And, you know, the hope on their part would be they do it before Christmas and this conference committee, or if they can avoid a conference committee, is able to move forward and get this thing to the president for signature. It's a huge win for the president and the Republicans. I mean, tax overhauls are hard to come by.
Yeah.
I don't think people thought they could do it. And maybe this gives them momentum to tackle things like immigration, infrastructure, although those become harder as you move into January, because then it's going to be our year all about the midterm, Joe.
I know. I keep thinking.
We love it.
So good. Now, I have to ask you before you go and
are you kicking me out, Joe Piscopo?
No. I want you to
hang. Al, can I stay? Frank. Did somebody bring you a gift?
They did.
Tom DiNapoli.
Tom DiNapoli brought me a gift.
Excuse me.
Watch this, boys. You know, I just happen to have toffee from. You ready? Robert Wagner. RJ, my friend. You know, married to Jill St. John. I'm just saying.
Yes, heart to heart, Robert Wagner? You know everybody, Joe Piscopo.
He's a buddy. I've known RJ.
Was he sitting in this chair?
Yes, Gene, he was sitting in this chair. He was.
If
it impresses you, yes, he was right in that chair. Oh, yes.
He's going to keep that in the studio for
Corey Apple. No. He called in. He is such a great guy. And I was at a restaurant a couple
weeks ago. Heart to Heart was one of my favorite shows growing up.
What car
did he drive? Didn't he have a fancy car in that show?
Oh, God, you are good.
I'm too young to know this show.
But I've known him like so long, and I know him in the circle that Frank Sinatra used to travel in. I was never on the inside. He was on the inside. I was on the peripheral on the outside back in the day. But it was like,
RJ. He had a Mercedes 300 TV diesel wagon.
There it is.
Ooh.
There it is.
my favorite kind besides Toyota.
If you don't look like you eat toffee, but it's here from Robert
did
Wagner.
Did Robert Wagner touch it? Or did he just give it to you?
He ordered it personally.
Oh, he ordered it.
He did order it personally, right?
That is so impressive. But can I just say, because this morning I'm getting ready to come and I say, oh my goodness, every time I go there, people are showering you guys with gifts, and I always show up empty-handed.
No.
So
your mere presence in the studio.
Okay, next time, Frank, I'm bringing a gift.
Your mere presence in the studio is a gift to us.
If Robert Wagner can bring toffee, I can bring toffee. Damn, Robert Wagner. He showed me up.
I have to call. I have to give
him
a call.
Will you tell him I love him? Oh, we love him.
I could call
him. The Hannah and her sisters used to be big into that show.
It's a great line, isn't it? You go, hey, I know Robert Wagner. I like that.
That's better than walking around with a dog on the street or little kids. Right?
You should just
have a cutoff of Robert Wagner and his Mercedes.
Will Joe Biden jump in? Do you think Biden will go in 2020?
I think he desperately wants to. Don't you?
Yes, I
mean,
I do.
I think he is chomping at the bit. I think he's kicking himself that he stayed out, of course, his son and everything that happened.
Yeah.
But I think he would really, really like to. I don't know if his wife would kill him if he did.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine this poor woman must be like,
oh my
no.
Gosh, yeah.
But I think he really wants to. I think Elizabeth Warren is chomping at the bit to get out there. And I think the president signaled that he sees her as a threat the other day.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be fascinating to see. I think we're going to see maybe Cory Booker and some of these other people get in there. So it's going to be fascinating.
They'll make a move. And I'm trying to think who else might step in there.
I doubt Kasich will come in as a Democrat, but I certainly don't think our guy
can
go in as a Republican.
Kasich and Higginlooper together, which would be fascinating. Republican and Democrat together. Yeah. I don't know that you can't today beat Donald Trump.
You can't. I mean, an incumbent president,
no.
It's going to be really, really tough. And that's why I told you that was the little scoop I had that his friends and his advisors are telling him, you got to go independent. You're never going to. He will not get through the gauntlet of the Republican primaries, which is why he'd have to step out of that. But running as an independent is so tough in this country.
Just the other day, the president, and I think it's okay I say this, $6 million one day in a matter of hours he raises.
Yeah.
People are behind him. People don't. And I'm no skin in the game.
Yeah.
But you can't deny that, Jeannie, right?
Yeah. And that's where I think it's been interesting to see the differential between the fundraising numbers between the Republicans and the Democrats as we go into 2018.
Yeah.
Democrats are going to have to pick those up because the map does not look good for Democrats, although there is a lot of energy there. So it's going to be a question of, you know, can they get the money they need to get turnout?
We're breaking. Nobody in the background, the Democrat side, that we're not thinking of somebody. You are great at this, at picking up somebody that might be running that we don't know of right now. I can't think. One of the Castro guys from Texas.
I think that's probably a long shot. I think they're more likely to be a vice presidential running mate kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think, you know, the top ones are Biden right now, Elizabeth Warren.
Hillary will be back.
Hillary may
Come
be
on.
Back. Oh, my
Come
God. Could
on.
You imagine a redo? Maybe Robert Wagner will run. I'm so excited. I'm pretending he sat in the seat, by the way.
We're going to share Robert Wagner's toffee with the GD's aid. You know, you're the best. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
We
it's
love
so
you.
Great to be here. Can I come back another Tuesday?
You could stay like here the whole show forever.
Frank, I'll send you
some
toffee.
We'll keep you before Al. Really? I mean, honestly. Curtis Ellis is going to join us. Mike Gallagher's on the show. Alan Dershowitz on the show as well. 822 with Piscopo in the morning. Thank you, Dr. Jeannie Zano. Let's go to Brandy Scott. She's on the roads with the traffic on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Still have that disabled vehicle out there on the westbound side of the Bruckner. It's got one lane blocked right by the Bronx River Parkway. Solid delays start around the Throgs Neck Bridge. Bronx River Parkway southbound, a slow ride. Pelham Parkway to the Cross Bronx. You're going to need extra time on the Cross Bronx heading westbound. Your stop and go between the Bruckner and 3rd Ave. We have a crash on the Jackie Robinson westbound right by Metropolitan Ave. That has you jammed. One lane is blocked getting through there. Eastbound Belt, another hit at Francis Lewis Boulevard. Slowdown start around exit 21B at your Hudson River crossings. Inbound at the George. Upper level going to cost you about 20 to 25 minutes. Lower level 25 to 30. Inbound at the Lincoln, a 45 to 50 minute wait. And inbound at the Holland, it's 20 to 25 minutes. Today, cloudy with showers on and off in the afternoon, close to 60 degrees for the high. Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures reach the high 40s. This report is brought to you by Harmony Village at Care One Paramus. Next Generation Assisted Living Memory Care has arrived in Bergen County. Harmony Village at Care One Paramus provides those with dementia, Alzheimer's, and other memory impairments personalized care that maximizes independence and quality of life. HarmonyVillageParamus.com. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is hoping America comes to its senses on Sanctuary Cities.
A city like San Francisco protects a guy like the Kate Steinle killer so he can be out on the street to do what he did. This will spur an even greater insistence
and make the wall
and make the elimination of Sanctuary Cities even more imminent.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered to yourself, what's the best course of action to take? Every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio at 5 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer, you'll hear Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answer a listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call the Legal Question of the Week phone line at 347-735-MIKE. That's 347-735-6453. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher here again for one of my all-time, and I mean all-time, favorite sponsors, ReliefFactor.com. My story is simple. I had a hip replaced, then I had a motorcycle accident, left me in pain, simply wouldn't go away until I started taking Relief Factor. A three-week quick start is just $19.95. 80% of people who do order the three-week quick start go on to order more, like me. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or give them a call. 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Hey, that's Mike Gallagher. Mike's coming on in just a little while. Curtis Ellis as well, a senior, Curtis Ellis Sr., Policy Advisor for America First Policies, live in the studio. Great news for yous listening to AM 970. Mike Lindell is my buddy. He's the CEO and creator of MyPillow. Have great respect for Mike. He's a great American. He's a great patriot. And he loves you. For listening to AM 970. And he's got the special deal that you're not going to hear anywhere else. He called. He broke the news on the Piscopo show, which was great. And this is it. You can get one premium MyPillow and get the second premium MyPillow for free. All right? You buy one, you get one free. Buy one premium MyPillow, get the second premium MyPillow for free. And I love MyPillow. We all have MyPillows. Everybody has a MyPillow on Staten Island, all across Jersey. My cousin Paulie Pillow buys a pillow every week. We love MyPillow. And now you can get MyPillow. If you buy one premium MyPillow, you get the second premium MyPillow for free. You get a 10-year warranty, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. And because Mike Lindell wants to thank you, he wants to thank you for listening to AM 970. He's bringing back this best offer ever. Buy one MyPillow, get another MyPillow absolutely free. All right, that's the premium pillows we're talking about, too. 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or go to MyPillow.com. Just check out, go click onto MyPillow.com, right, or call 800-651-0798. 0798, but please be sure to use the promo code AM 970.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news, what it means,
and why it matters.
Tonight at 5 and AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. We are flying through this morning. Mamma mia, but we're loving every second of it. We hope you are too. 827 right now on AM 970, The Answer. Here we are rolling into Christmas, rolling into Hanukkah. Mamma mia, you can't make this up. Curtis Ellis has been on the show for a while. He comes on kind enough to always call us. And we have a mutual friend in Professor Charlie Finch. And we love Curtis. And then lo and behold, I say to Frankie Fibros, where's Curtis Ellis? Oh, well, he's down at the White House now. He's down in the administration. Now Curtis Ellis Sr. is a policy advisor for America First Policies. Curtis, congratulations, man.
All right, thank you.
Serving the great United States of America. How's it going down there?
We are making America great again.
Look at you. Removing
one regulation at a time. We're going to get this tax reform done. We're moving forward on just every front. Look, just the other day, President Trump took us out of the UN compact on migration. You know, the UN was going to tell us how to write our immigration laws. Donald Trump said, not so fast, friends.
We're going to do that ourselves. We don't need the UN to tell us how to write our immigration laws. We're quite capable of doing that.
So at this event at Cipriani on Saturday morning, I was a guest there.
Oh.
Of course. Well, I was, oh. And I, we were up front, close, personal. I'm watching Donald Trump, and I say this, and I can't say this objectively, man, and with no skin in the game. He's on fire. He's focused. He's pumped up.
Yeah.
He's pumped up. He's feeling this. He feels the momentum. Yeah. And I don't even know if the way right conservatives, you know, who like Mike Pence are happy about that.
Right.
The deep state is not happy about that.
No, no, no.
But he's on fire. And then he told us this. And this is all business people, by the way. And I'm virtually a small businessman myself.
Sure.
And he goes to a country, and there's like a trade deficit of like $39 billion, let's say, for example.
Yeah.
You know, or we give a small country in South America $39 billion. Then they turn around and they go buy military equipment and they buy it from another country.
I know, it's unbelievable.
He was up there and he, in front of everybody, goes, that's not going to happen anymore.
That's right.
And every business person, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, say, Now you're talking common sense, Mr. President.
Exactly. Look, he said we're going to get this country going again with tax reform, trade reform, regulatory reform, energy reform. He's moving forward on all four fronts. We're renegotiating NAFTA right now to get rid of these crummy trade deals like NAFTA is. Right now, India, we give them total open access to our market. They're selling everything from manhole covers. Look down on the street when you cross the street. You'll see Made in India on the manhole cover. We try to sell stuff to India. Sorry, get in line. Pay off this one. Pay off that one. Add a tariff. Add a tax. Forget about it. It doesn't happen. That's not going to happen anymore. We're going to clean that up.
Manhole covers are made in India?
Yeah. I'll show you. I got a picture of one on my phone. It's like unbelievable. Like, we don't know how to make manhole covers anymore?
That's, I mean, true. No, but isn't that so? It's so. And then,
that's a job Americans won't do. Manhole cover. Forget about it. Let me get an Indian. I'll get some Swami or something to make my manhole cover.
Jeez. Oh, my God. So tell us about the Supreme Court's decision on the travel ban. How significant is that?
There's another victory.
Yeah.
Another victory. They all said, oh, my gosh, Donald Trump won't be president. Then they said he can't get nominated. Then they said he can't do this. And oh, he can't do a travel ban. The Supreme Court will never uphold the travel ban. Well, guess what? They just did. 7-2, they threw out that lower court ruling. That crazy guy in Honolulu said the president can't put in a travel ban. And they said, yes, he can. It's right there in the law and right there in that thing called the Constitution, president. And so now we are able to decide if you're some kook from Chad and you're a Muslim extremist, Islamic terrorist, you're not getting into the country. We got to check you out. And it's perfectly – this is exactly what they said. Another example of the experts all being wrong.
Yeah, it's so true. And now the thing – and help me out here, Curtis, because we've known you for a while now. And by the way, thank you for coming to the show.
See, there's Made in India, manhole cover.
Oh, my gosh. Well, now, why would we do that? We could use the jobs.
That's right. We could use the jobs. And as a matter of fact, they've been cited for dumping these at below cost. They got guys barefoot and virtually naked making these things in their backyard, right?
In India.
I'm not talking about New Jersey. They do it right in New Jersey.
Thank you, Curtis. Thank you. But the president has the ability to turn that around, doesn't
That's
he?
That's right. That's right.
He could bring it back. And now I'm waiting, and I want to hear what you got to say about a couple other things.
Yeah.
But will the president bring Tim Cook an apple to the United States of America?
Well,
I have more Apple products. This is a running joke on the show.
Right.
Al always busts my chops. He goes, Apple this, Apple that, Apple this, Apple that. Some work. Most work. Some do not work. Can you make the product in America,
Tim Cook? Is that not asking too much? The president is talking to Foxconn. Foxconn is the big contract manufacturer. They're talking about setting up a factory in Wisconsin, and that would make Apple products. Yeah, Tim Cook was over there in China the other day saying, we agree with China on having an open internet. Excuse me, Tim, did you get the memo? China censors the internet. It's the great wall, the great firewall of China. You can't get on the internet if you say anything bad about Xi Jinping or, you know, who's on first or whatever.
I know. And I got my Apple Watch. I got the iPhone I bought and everything.
Well, they're listening to you, by the way.
The Chinese are listening to the show right now.
1.5 billion Chinese are listening to Joe Piscopo right now.
Oh, God, listen, we should be so lucky. Do you know all the Chinese that were at that fundraiser the other day?
Yeah.
It was Chinese American, because you had to be an American citizen to make the donation. So Donald Trump, I said this earlier yesterday, he's a rock star. He's a rock artist.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not just gloating. You know, I have no skin in the game. I'll say that 1,000 times. They go, all I know is, I'm sitting, and we're close up to the stage. I got bumped by every Chinese American. Bumping.
Bumping.
But you know why?
Oh, to get to the,
yes,
front of the line.
Yes, oh, yeah. They want their picture. They want to stand there with President Trump in the background. It was like Elvis Presley.
Oh, yeah. There were some bumping you. There were some Jewish ladies when the good pastrami comes into the deli. Well, they'll just like roll right was, over you I to get to the front.
There was this one gal kept saying, and get picture. And they were standing in front of the president because it's amazing. Internationally, the yeah. respect that this president commands. Seriously.
And the Indian Americans love him, too.
Yeah, they
love him. They love Trump. You know, they're on fire for him.
It's great to have you. How are you doing otherwise? Are you watching most of the time then?
I split my time. I try to spend as much time in New York as possible. This is the city.
Yeah,
we
man.
Love New York.
But thanks for coming in because Kellyanne was at the table we were at.
Oh, great.
Everybody. But then no one calls anymore, Curtis. You called back. We appreciate it. That, you, not only did you call back, you showed up.
It's like, what am I, Trump liver?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You were there with Trump right at the beginning. You were on the Trump train.
You know what? It was. What choice did we have? I always
exactly.
say. What choice? I don't hate Hillary.
You get the issue. You know why Trump was elected. He's a regular guy. People are sick of these insiders. That's why they voted for Trump. And the same thing going on with Alabama now.
Yeah.
Like, don't tell me what he said, what he did. We know he's not one of those swampies. He's not one of those swamp creatures. That's what people want.
And Roy Moore. Yeah.
And as far as Roy Moore, look, the people of Alabama are going to make up their mind. Mm-hmm. We have a system in this country where the people get to pick who serves in the government, not the media elite. Now, I know you're the media elite. I'm sorry, but...
yeah, that's us, the mainstream media right here at the morning show. We're the black sheep. Yeah. We're the black sheep of Salem Media. Are you kidding me? But with the Roy Moore situation, I don't know why I don't feel comfortable with this guy. I think he's a little severe. He's severe with his anti-gay marriage, and he's just a little too severe for me. And I think some of us would have liked to have heard the president say, hey, look, Luther Strange was my guy, not Roy Moore, but you know, it's the Republican. But I guess he's got to do that, like Jeannie Zano just said a moment ago here. He needs that vote.
Well, right now, the question comes down to who is going to pick the next Supreme Court justice? Is it going to be Chuck Schumer? And we all love Chuck, right? No, is it going to be Chuck Schumer or is it going to be Donald Trump? We need that vote in the Senate.
Yeah.
And look, I'm not comfortable with everything Roy Moore does, but it doesn't matter. I don't live in Alabama. I don't get to vote there.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what we think. Look, sure, do we like Jerry Seinfeld dating 17-year-olds? Maybe not. You know, do we like Roy Moore dating 17-year-olds?
Wait, how did Jerry get thrown in there? Did Jerry?
Shoshana Lowenstein. Remember back in the day, Shoshana Lowenstein. He would pick her up at the parents' house on the Upper East Side. She was 17. He was 38. He was at the top of his game. He just made $1 zillion on the show. So, some things are kind of like hinky, but whatever.
I didn't miss that. Well, but Jerry's a friend, and we support him. And now, of course, he's happily married. And
he asked the mother, may I date your daughter? Said, yeah, sure.
Man, oh, man. Now I'm going to get into trouble with my man, Jerry. Curtis, before we let you go, give us any inside line that we should know from that's going to happen coming out of the White House soon? Anything, information that you could break on these? No one's listening, so just us.
no one's listening, just us. And 1.5 billion Chinese listening to your Apple Watch. We are renegotiating NAFTA.
Yeah.
He's fulfilling that promise.
He's fired up about
it. He is fired up. Yeah. Wilbur Ross is a great man, and our trade representative, Bob Lighthizer, these are experienced, hard-nosed negotiators. I mean, Wilbur Ross has bought and sold companies the way, we buy underwear. They're just holding the Mexicans and the Canadians' feet to the fire. If you want to build a car in Mexico, you got to use American parts as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't just bring it all in from China and then sell it as made in Mexico.
We appreciate your valuable time, man. Rex Tillerson. See, I was very tenuous about that. It's an oil guy. I really like Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State.
I met him. He's a very nice man.
He looks like a great very guy. Tough guy.
Yeah.
Rex Tillerson. You don't mess with that, Texas. am I right or wrong?
That's right. Right. That's right.
But now, why does the president want to possibly replace him with Pompeo?
That's more fake news.
Okay.
That's just more fake news.
All right.
They're turning out this fake news all the time, as you saw with Michael
Brian
Flynn.
Ross,
it's Brian like Brian Ross. Yeah. Ross. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Brian Ross. What a fraud.
Yeah.
This is another example of the president exposing all the lies that we've all lived with for decades, that the media is objective.
Cool.
No, it's not. Independent prosecutors are independent. No, they're not.
they got people stacking the deck.
Oh, we got to go. But my goodness gracious, that whole thing, the Mueller thing.
Oh my God,
is he going to fire Mueller?
Ian Elliott Ness, untouchable. He's all touched all over.
Will
the
he
place.
Get a prosecutor like Charlie?
He's been touched since he was at St. Andrew's School.
Yeah. No, well, our mutual friend Charlie Finch said that maybe we get a prosecutor overlooking Mueller. Will that happen? And call me.
That'd be great. Huh? That's what we need.
Well,
exactly.
Will the president go there? Do you think?
We'll see.
Yeah. All right. We'll Curtis, thank you. Thank you for joining us, brother.
Thanks for having me.
And you know what? Thanks for
next time I'll wear my tuxedo so we can be dressed the same.
Okay. And thanks for remembering your friends, brother. We appreciate that.
Always.
Our best to the president.
You're the best, Frankie.
Thank you. Curtis Ellis right there. Mike Gallagher's coming in live. Let's go to Big Al Gattulo. He's got headline news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
53 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Christie says he's optimistic about the state's appeal before the U.S. Supreme Court that would legalize sports betting in the Garden State. In 2012, state lawmakers approved legislation allowing sports betting in New Jersey's casinos and racetracks, but was unable to implement it due to a federal law that only allowed it in Nevada. The appeal currently before the nation's highest court challenges the federal law. Christie said the issue should be decided on the state level, not on the federal level. The four major sports leagues support the existing law that prohibits sports gambling. New Jersey Transit is rolling out new severe weather schedules to make it easier for commuters to know how to get around during winter storms. NJ Transit will be putting in place level 1 or level 2 severe weather timetables when bad weather hits. Customers will be able to find the latest information during that time on the railroad's mobile app or website. Railroad officials note that crews have been busy inspecting and winterizing trains, equipment, and stations to be in the best possible position to handle the winter season. In sports, as you heard right here on AM 970, The Answer last night, Islanders won for the fifth time in six games, surviving a shootout win against the Panthers 5-4. Islanders will be playing the Lightning tonight in Tampa. We'll have that game at 7:30. Giants are shaking things up. Head coach Ben McAdoo, general manager Jerry Reese, both dismissed on Monday. Defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo will serve as interim coach, while assistant general manager Kevin Abrams will be the interim GM. The Knicks fell behind by as many as 38 points in a 115-97 loss to the Pacers. Nets knocked off the Hawks 110-90. And St. John's hoops tonight on The Answer. They'll play Grand Canyon. That'll be on The Answer tonight starting at 11:30. Stuck in traffic, Brandy Scott's got The Answer.
Still a rough ride on the Bruckner. We've got a disabled vehicle on the westbound side blocking the center lane right by the Bronx River Parkway. You're heavy from the Throgs Neck Bridge. Cross Bronx stop and go on the westbound side between the Bruckner and 3rd Ave. We've got that crash still out there on the Jackie Robinson westbound. It's by Metropolitan Ave. That has you jammed. One lane is blocked getting through there. Eastbound Belt, another hit by Francis Lewis Boulevard. Slowdown starter on exit 21B. Newdorp Lane in Richmond closed in both directions. Clawson Street to Highland Boulevard. We've got a serious fire ongoing. And 278, you're very heavy eastbound between 440 and the Verrazano Bridge. In New Jersey, solid slowdowns on 3 eastbound. We've got an accident right by the service road for 17. You are jammed from Route 21 and the Turnpike outer roadway northbound. We've got a crash blocking the center lane by exit 15E. Today, cloudy showers on and off in the afternoon, close to 60 degrees for the high. Tonight, more rain ending early than cloudy. Temperatures in the mid-40s. Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures reach the high 40s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Need a full-service caterer this holiday season? For any occasion, big or small, let Dominic of DR Catering plan your next affair with custom menus and decor design. Visit drcatering.com or call 201-673-7380. 201-673-7380.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices, 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four, plus get a fifth line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with autopay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for five lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Are you looking to get out of your timeshare with a 100% guarantee? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. We have helped thousands of timeshare owners just like you get out of their timeshare legally and ethically. With annual maintenance fees just around the corner, now is the time to act. If you are serious about getting rid of those high fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call us now, 855-551-7066, or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Want more AM 970 The Answer? Go to AM970TheAnswer.com to listen live. Tune into podcasts from the shows you missed anytime you want. Learn more about our advertisers. Join the AM 970 Fan Club and sign up for events. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, it's Jersey Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher, live and in person. Mike comes on at 10 o'clock. He's going to give you a preview of what he's talking about. I want to tell you about the X Chair. The X Chair. This is, you're going to love it. It's sleek, incredibly comfortable, adjustable to support your great posture. The chair that fits like a glove. If you like nice things, you're going to love this chair. It's the perfect combination of both style and performance. By the way, the height, back support, headrest, seat depth, lumbar support, all adjust, giving hundreds of combinations to fit you just right. And you can lean back. You don't worry about falling back in the X chair. It's like sitting in a really, really expensive sports car, like a really elite sports car. You're going to love it. But I tell you, if you want productivity in your workplace and you want to feel comfortable when you sit down at your desk, and I find with my X chair at my house, I swear to goodness, I have a chair at the computer and then I have an X chair in a little studio that I have. I find myself going to the X chair just to sit. And if I have to go on my iPhone or something like that to do social media, I sit in the X chair. It's that comfortable. You stay alert. The only way you could experience it, listen to Joey on the radio, you go to getxchair.com. As simple as that. Getxchair.com. Just look at this beautiful, beautiful. It's a masterpiece of a chair. And listen to me gushing. I love my X chair and you will too. Now, if you go to getxchair.com, the letter X chair.com, not only will they knock $100 off the price, they'll even throw in a free footrest if you use the promo code Joe. All right. So getxchair.com, wherever you're going, you're driving, when you get to where you're going, the first thing you're going to do is what? That's right. You're going to go to getxchairnow.com. Getxchair.com. Promo code Joe.
Eric Metaxas. A show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm in a New York state of mind.
Mike Gallagher, the man. He's live and in person and streaming.
Ho, ho, ho.
YouTubing, Facebooking.
Stream doing digitally.
These kids,
tweeting.
These kids
quoting.
Instagramming.
Yeah. Listen, if I could ban all social media.
Snapchatting.
I would love to. It's weird you're doing the Jerry Lewis. I just watched a documentary on Jerry Lewis last night. What a life. What a career. Did that last interview he gave to that poor guy when he wasn't having it.
I loved every minute of it.
Did you really?
Oh.
It was so uncomfortable.
Some of my favorite moments is when Jerry would just go off on somebody and get angry, like on the telethon.
Oh, yeah. He would just go off on somebody, and they raised what, billions of dollars? Mm-hmm. What was this? The real, you're Mr. Showbiz. Mm-hmm. What's the true story behind why he left the telethon?
I don't know.
He never
gave me an inkling of it. I have to tell you, huge. He was a brother. He was a friend. But he would get mad. He would get mad.
Our
little things, you know. One time I called him. We were in the middle of a thing. We're supposed to do a movie. We're supposed to do Nutty Professor. Mm-hmm. And then I called him to say, "What's going on? You have the wrong number, Joe." Like that. Like,
wow.
Boom. Oh yeah. Like, but you make up. It's like a family.
Yeah, but he was old school. You know, I won somehow Lucille Ball, of sort of that same generation.
She
came up on my show for some reason. I got flooded by phone calls from flight attendants who had to deal with her and said, and God rest her soul, and what an icon, one of the meanest people they ever dealt with.
Really?
You couldn't talk to her on a plane, because that was back before the private jet era, you know, and she would fly commercial, and she was apparently, I got caller after caller saying, "Oh, I had her on Denver to L.A. She was terrible. She was mean." But it was an old school movie star. I think, you know, now these guys, it's a whole different world with paparazzi and TMZ and everything. It's kind of a new era we're living in.
But I say Jerry was a boobala. He was a boobala. He was
Booby. Well, he's part of America. I mean, what a story. And
time to do the Jerry Lewis story.
You're right. Who would play Jerry Lewis?
You know, I think somebody like Justin Timberlake, young Jerry Lewis, Timberlake.
The Dean Martin era?
Yep, exactly, right.
Well, it's a story. That telephone was such a vital part of our culture.
Yeah.
Remember when it was a big deal? Oh. And I'm a kid growing up in Dayton, Ohio. I used to go down to the arena to watch because we had a big production, the Dayton part of the telethon. And then as I got into broadcasting, I got to be on the telethon.
Walk on.
He's going to cry. He always cried.
But I've never, matter of fact, I'll tell you this. I want to go into the news. But with Jerry Lewis, I went out there. I did the telethon off of Saturday Night Live. Joe, you've got to come on the telethon with me. I said, Jerry, anything you need, man. Sure. Anything you need. I go out there and I forgot to bring a tux shirt.
Oh, okay.
Go in the back. Get my shirt. Give my shirt. Literally, the shirt off his back.
Wow,
I wore the Jerry Lewis shirt.
Wow,
this is a man. I'm telling you.
And that was in Vegas, right? That was
I miss him terribly.
What a life. Yeah, you know, what a story.
Joseph Levitch from Irvington, New Jersey.
Yeah, you know? and was very candid in his later years about his fear of dying, not leaving, having to leave his wife and daughter alone, and very vulnerable
and
guy.
You and I could think of what do you do with that money, Mike? Do you leave it to the kids? Or not?
I know what I'm doing. I know who's not getting any of it. You know, go right to the foundation. You know, sorry, kids.
You were the best, Mike Gallagher.
They're gonna push me off the cruise ship this Christmas. They're gonna knock me off.
I always did. The exes will be there. I'll be on life support.
They'll be lined up. No, sorry. No, Mike.
Pull the plug.
No can do. Remember all those Christmas, almost birthdays you forgot, boys? Sorry. No. Let's not go there. Anyway, happy Tuesday.
Oh,
lots of news.
You got welcome political to the news. Show. Where are you from?
Hey, how about Ronna Romney McDaniel?
Love her.
All right. So she's Mitt Romney's daughter.
Yeah.
Runs the RNC.
Love her.
RNC has decided they're all in for Roy Moore in Alabama. Yeah. Now, after they said they cut themselves off from him and his campaign, now yesterday they say now they're all in. They're supporting him. Trump's supporting him. P.S. He's going to win. I mean, he's going to win that
you
election.
You feeling that, Mike?
That's why they're doing it.
Yeah.
And now, but her dad just tweeted yesterday, if Roy Moore wins, that's a stain on the GOP and the country and America.
Great,
how'd you like
great,
to be around those family
great,
dinners?
Great.
How does that conversation go between Mitt and Ronna, the daughter?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, this is making
She was strange. Great. I saw Ronna. She spoke at this fundraiser for the president Saturday, Cipriani's. She spoke. She is great. And then walk me through this. And I know you got to go. It's 10 before 9. Mike's on at 10. You don't want to miss it. But she referred to the president as him. You know, like, there's a closeness within that camp. And the way he treats women with respect. I saw it right there. Kellyanne, there was no, like you would think, like you
like
and
family.
I would go, you would say, Mr. President. I would never say him. I'd say the president.
Right,
sir.
Right.
Sir.
Right.
No, it was like they were his
family.
Daughter.
Yeah,
his daughters. It was so casual. She was so good. Kellyanne smoked it with the stats. And I'm watching that Ronna. She's got it together.
I'm interested in talking Thursday. We're going to have Corey Lewandowski, who's got the new book out Let Trump Be Trump. And there are apparently anecdotes in the book about, like, for example, the president likes Big Macs, KFC.
Yeah, Frankie was saying that.
Well, listen, I've never met a McDonald's I didn't love. So, you know, to me, McDonald's is happiness. It's joy. It's Americana. Oh. I mean, you know.
You are happiness. You are joy. And you are Americana.
Can't wait.
God.
Yeah, well, listen, Andy McCarthy, big controversy involving this FBI investigation.
Ridiculous.
And so Andy McCarthy's going to break it down because it's a very interesting legal theory. Hugh Hewitt saying it's time to investigate the investigators. We'll talk about his piece. We got lots of political news today. 10 to 1.
You're on fire.
We were ready to go.
Mike Pence, the president.
Yes, sir.
By the way, give everybody
Mike Pence is the vice president.
Yeah, no, I said Mike Pence, the vice president and the president talked to. And Melania.
Yes.
And Melania.
No, I haven't a chance to talk to Melania.
You talked to everybody.
Beautiful woman.
Give everybody our best.
Yes,
no one comes here. Did you want some Robert Wagner toffee?
Wow.
Yeah.
You have all the treats down here. I've got a stale ho-ho from the machine.
RJ says me something. The president, not so much. Okay.
You got more than I got. Merry Christmas.
Mike, Merry Christmas. Love you, Mike. Love Mike you. On at 10 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer. Let's go to Brandy Scott on the roads. Traffic on AM970TheAnswer.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Heavy slowdowns on the Jackie Robinson westbound. We've got that crash out there by Metropolitan Ave. All lanes now subject to closure. You're jammed from the Kew Gardens interchange. Crash on the eastbound side of the belt. That's by Francis Lewis Boulevard. Your stop and go from exit 21B. Accident just cleaned up on the LAE westbound by Springfield Boulevard. You're starting to move a little bit better from the Cross Island. Van Wyck very heavy on the northbound side from the belt to Hillside Ave. We've got an accident on the Prospect westbound just before the Gowanus. That has you solid. Two lanes are blocked. You're on the brakes and we're on exit 3. Stop and go on the Bruckner heading westbound. Very busy between the Throgs Neck Bridge and the Bronx River Parkway. In New Jersey, two lanes are blocked because of an accident on southbound 17 right by Route 3. And that crash on 3 eastbound by the service road for Route 17 now cleaned up. It's still a slow ride from the Garden State Parkway. At your Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George Washington Bridge, going to cost you 20 to 25 minutes for the upper level, lower level 15 to 20. Inbound at the Lincoln, 35 to 40 minutes. And inbound at the Holland, it's a 15-minute wait. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have fewer aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy to celebrate. Balance of Nature's 20th anniversary, they are offering their best deal ever. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. 1-800-246-8751 and use the promo code THEANSWER for a free 2-month supply or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code THEANSWER. Call Balance of Nature 1-800-246-8751. Use the promo code THEANSWER.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spear phishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
Gary Goldberg has shared his insights on the markets and financial industry for over 3 decades as host of Money Matters, now on AM 970 The Answer, Sundays at noon. Each week, Gary helps you navigate the markets, world politics, and economic news affecting your investments. He also talks with an interesting array of guests. Catch Money Matters with Gary Goldberg, Sundays at noon on AM 970 The Answer.
Hey, a Jersey Joe on the radio with Frankie Five Burrows and Big Al had the best time. I had the best time with the Capalbo family last night. We went to Giardino d'Oro or with Benny and Valentino, one of our favorite restaurants, right on Gold Street right here. So we go out, and Sue is there from the Capalbo family, right? And then Mama Capalbo is there. She's 93 years old. This woman is magnificent. Sue was lovely and wonderful. Because if you're from Jersey like I am, you know the Capalbo name. And you know it means quality. You know they have those. It's fast to order, delicious, the most thoughtful gift that you could send to a friend in business, the family. Capalbo's gift baskets, how it started generations ago, how they kept it in the family for generations. It's a landmark in the tri-state area for over 110 years. And their family-owned business, they make fresh fruit, wine, and gourmet gift baskets. If you're listening to my voice, you have to get to Capalbo's. You can go to CapalbosOnline.com, C-A-P-A-L-B-O-S, online.com. Had the best time with Mrs. Capalbo, sat with her as Sue went and got the car. And she's so energetic and so positive. And she worked, you know. She worked for all those years. She worked with her husband, you know, and then her father-in-law who started this whole Capablo's, really this whole great, great family tradition. She worked within the office and she would make the baskets. And they still do the same thing at 350 Allwood Road right there in Clifton in Passaic County in New Jersey. So here, if you use the code JOE970 during the holiday season when you order Capalbo's, you're going to save 10% off your order. That's exclusively for you listening to AM 970. JOE970, okay? CapalbosOnline.com. You go CapalbosOnline.com or call 800-252-6262. This Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbo's.
I got to have a reason.
Joe Lumberg is our meteorologist. Good morning, Joey. How you doing this morning?
Good, good, good. How are you?
We are fired up. You know, we do these video streams. The day goes so quick because everybody's in and everybody's out. We're flying around. Now, weather-wise, we got somewhat of a really nice day today.
Yeah,
huh?
Breezy, mild, already mid-50s. We're headed to 60 or better day. A little rain this afternoon, rainy tonight, then windy, cooler tomorrow, upper 40s, mid-40s on Thursday.
Oh, this is great. Joe, thank you so much. You're always so... did we get you a MyPillow yet, Joe Lumberg?
Not yet. I could use one. I didn't sleep much last night.
Look at that. I mean, the guilt is on me, Joey. The guilt is on. You got it.
Come on.
I'm writing a note. I'm writing a note to myself. My pillow, Joe Lumberg. You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. You're the best. What a morning. Hi, how are you? Oh, yeah, we're on camera. Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law professor, prominent legal scholar, a man, the most in-demand media personality, Alan Dershowitz, who says... President Trump, you know, he's not obstructing justice. We'll talk to Avi Dershowitz, my buddy from Brooklyn, coming up momentarily on Radio Piscopo, live from New York City.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.